What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Talk about Shedeur Sanders, whether it's the Giants, Jets, or really just the theory of taking a quarterback at a, you know, when you have an opportunity to take one, is it worth the risk? For me, it always is worth the risk. I'm not saying that that's, you know, the way you should build a team every single time, and the Jets and Giants certainly in different spots, but it is worth the risk if you have an opportunity to get one. But the Giants are also in a weird spot because they will need a quarterback in this draft. Unlike the Jets, Giants have to get one, right? Whether it's three, whether it's later, and I think it's going to be later.
And you say have to, you mean for the future, because they got two guys who are not very good, but they're not horrendous right
correct.
Now. You're talking about down the road.
I'm talking about franchise quarterback. Yeah. These two guys are not. But they also have to have enough success this year because they're likely not going to take a top guy early, right? They're going to take one later, and they've already set up the structure, the infrastructure, to develop that young quarterback where you're probably not going to see him this year. So to have it all work, right, it checks one box. Okay, satisfy the need for a young potential franchise quarterback. Check. Now they have to go out there and win this year with Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston and whatever players that they draft and the roster that they have. They have to win enough to have the owner justify keeping Shane and Dable to be around to develop the quarterback that they selected. Otherwise, the quarterback that they select, round one, round two, round whatever, he's going to be here with a new regime, which is also a disaster.
That's the worst thing you could have.
Correct, which is why we've been saying this consistently. Either they should have cleaned house or just take a young quarterback. See, for me, it was about taking a quarterback. Now you're saying you don't want to force the issue if you don't love one. Understand that side of it, but they've put themselves in a spot where the only way now that it could make success, that it could be successful, is if this regime gets a chance to develop the quarterback that they select. And the only way that that's possible, if they don't take one now to start now, which they're not going to, would be to win enough to keep these guys around and have them see this through 2-3 more years to see if the quarterback that they select this year is the guy.
It's the worst situation you could possibly have, really. I mean, you really think about this. I mean, the contracts, the way they're lined up, the philosophies that don't intersect where they really need to. It's just a mishmash, which is why the Giants are and have been a complete disaster for a very long time. My mindset, my belief is this. I think Abdul Carter is going to be an All-Pro, and I think he's going to be an All-Pro very soon. I'm not overthinking it. I'm taking him. And listen, by the way, Sal, we don't know. I think that there's been some intimation from Mara to Shane and Dable. Hey, I don't need you to win 10. Just show me that we're going in the right direction. And now that's objective. Is it eventually a bottom line number of wins? 7? I don't know. Is it just look different? You know, have a different presentation, a much more competitive team? I think it should be that. And if it is that, I think that there's a way to maybe satisfy both, where they don't win enough right away, but there's enough progress, and you can still develop the kid down the road.
You're right, because we both said either clean them out now or extend them beyond this year. because that's the only other way. Okay, well, if you're extending them beyond this year, meaning 2-3 more years, then you're trusting them, regardless of the results this year, to find their quarterback and develop them. I think that that would be a way that maybe you... Now, that's a big risk based on what we've seen so far from Shane and Dable, trusting them to select their quarterback, giving them 2-3 more years to develop that quarterback. But at least that would there would be some consistency in that.
Yeah,
I'm not sure that we're going to get that, though, if the season goes the way that I would expect it to go, which is not going to be very good with Russell Wilson being the quarterback.
I don't mean this disrespectfully. It is what it is. I have zero faith that John Mara has a true plan. I think that he's kind of in between several things, and I don't know that he really has a great sense of what he's going to do in terms of the future.
And let's say the Giants select Abdul Carter. Let's say they have a really good draft. They get a franchise quarterback potentially in the waiting. How many wins? You're not going to see him on the field this year, but how many wins do you think they have this year, best case?
That's why I went before, and I think it's more about the presentation and how competitive, but I'll give you a number.
All right,
division, tough, brutal schedule. If you get 7, you should be safe.
Okay, right.
I would think.
Okay, fair enough. 7, safe maybe. And then that's just going to kick the can down the road. Okay, and then next year will finally be, which will be going into year 5 of this regime, will finally be the year you think that we're going to see them with their franchise quarterback that they selected. Year 5.
Then, you would think, but then there's also a chance that when they unleash this hypothetical franchise quarterback, he's not good.
Correct.
That is a very undesirable situation
right
now.
And then it's going to be, well, we need another year, or is it going to be, okay, well, then that's the end of it.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout-out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.